Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
This week, as I watched the House and Senate Rules Committees laying the groundwork for the upcoming legislative session, I found myself wondering, is it December 8th? Or the 4th of July. That's because the amount of fireworks on display was amazing for this early in the session. Normally, the Rules Committee meetings can be fairly cut and dry, with a few minor tweaks or modifications to the previous session's set of rules. This year, it was all about COVID, and how to conduct the session safely for the legislators, staff, lobbyists, and the general public. As you can imagine, there were as many different opinions as there were people in the room. The legislature is by design a microcosm of society as a whole, and the different attitudes held by people across Montana were mirrored by the members of the committee. While everyone in the room agreed that COVID is a virus that needs to be taken seriously, that's pretty much where the agreement ended. Everything from paralyzing fear to complete calm by those who have had COVID was on full display. Democrats, for the most part, want a virtual session with no one in the Capitol. They pointed to Governor Bullock's mandates, health department directives, and medical organization warnings to justify holding the session by video conference. At the very least, they said, the legislature should convene virtually on January 4th as mandated by the Constitution, then immediately recess for 4 or 5 months to allow time for people to be vaccinated. Republicans, on the other hand, argued for a normal session with allowances made for those who want to attend virtually. They proposed a normal start on January 4th and the creation of a COVID-19 pandemic council to monitor the situation and make adjustments accordingly. Then came the questions. Should masks be mandated? What about social distancing? What are the protocols for those who want to attend virtually? Is it even possible to hold a productive session with half the legislators in little boxes on a TV screen, more closely resembling an episode of Hollywood Squares than representative government in action? And what about per diem? Legislators are paid a daily stipend for housing and other expenses while they're away from home. Some Democrats argued that per diem should still be paid even to legislators who stay home. Republicans balked. Like I said, it looked like the 4th of July. In the end, nothing was decided. Everyone aired their views, amendments were discussed, and a follow-up meeting was scheduled for the middle of December. In the meantime, those of us who lobby are left in limbo. Will we have access to the Capitol? And if we do, will there be any legislators to lobby? At this point, it appears the Republicans will attend in person, and the Democrats, for the most part, will stay home. And what about staff? How many lobbyists should I hire? I can't have people sitting around the Capitol every day with nothing to do. And how will testimony proceed? If the virtual legislative hearings that have taken place over the past 7 months are any indication, it will be chaos. In times like this, I remember that God is ultimately in control, and I remind myself almost daily that this too shall pass. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.